Entirely homemade. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest from the Homeland Security Committee seems to confirm what a lot of people still find hard to believe, that the Tsarnaev brothers acted on their own and used the kind of commonly available equipment and explosives that anybody could buy and buy legally. The gunpowder. Maryland Democratic Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger, member of the Homeland Security Committee, says it looks like they got the gunpowder from a fireworks stand.
One of the brothers, I believe the oldest brother, went to a shop in New Hampshire right over the line and asked for the most volatile explosives or that would you'd get the best bang. I think that is where some of the explosives came from.
And the bomb trigger? A remote control for a toy car.
A remote control for a car, you're right. That's what it was, and that's not classified.
It takes some sophistication to adapt that to a bomb trigger, but frankly, not a lot. Anybody who can measure voltage and use a soldering gun could do it. And the assembly instructions? As close as the nearest computer.
They got the information how to build the bomb through Inspire magazine. And that magazine was put out to recruit people for jihad.
So the bottom line is anybody who wants to could do it, which is why investigators are focused on what happened when Tamerlan took that six-month trip to visit relatives in Dagestan. We have to know how he got radicalized. Because since this is something anybody could do, we have to figure out a way to make sure no one wants to. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.